The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.
We did People Need Advice earlier. And man, they started really rolling in when we wrapped it. So we figured we'll come back to it. And there's one. Should we get to the proposal first, Maitland?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We had a proposal one earlier where, but it was kind of like she lost her ring. He wanted to know if he should re-propose.
Because he found the ring. Yes.
This one, he's done the first proposal. And he's also wondering if he should do a second. Says, I proposed to my girlfriend last weekend. She didn't say yes, and she didn't say no.
That's no.
What did she say?
She said, this was your plan.
Oh!
She was so shocked, she wasn't able to even pretend she was happy. She also doesn't like the color of the ring now. She feels terrible about the way she handled things and feels like a witch.
Oh, yeah, it looked painful.
She's wanted to be engaged for years, and she feels like she ruined her own engagement. Where do we go from here? Should I buy a new ring? Should we do a redo? Please help.
Oh, man. Yes, do a redo. Yeah, right. She ruined it.
Yes.
She blew it. But now you have a chance to fix it by doing something better that's more in line with whatever it was she dreamt of you proposing as, I guess.
Yeah, and like, then, where did you propose? Why was it so off-putting is my question.
Yes.
Why did she say to you, this was your plan?
Yeah, did you do this at a monster truck rally or something stupid?
Well, yeah. And at this point, like, you've already tried to get her the ring that you thought she would want. So now maybe you say, okay, you come with me and let's pick something out together. Because now the proposal's not as much. The idea that you want to propose to her is not a surprise anymore. So pick it out together. If she's going to be picky, I guess. For me personally, I would not want to pick out my own ring.
Yeah.
But no. Also, if I hated it,
yeah,
I guess
do?
At that point, yeah, you go together.
But also, I feel like if you're being proposed to and your initial response is to talk about the setting, I guess, you know, had I been proposed to in like a McDonald's or something, don't get me wrong, I love me a double quarter pounder, but I think maybe I would have said something, but I wouldn't have made them feel like I didn't answer them. I would have at least said, okay, yes, obviously, but we got to redo this time and place kind of thing. Maybe, but he kind of is left in the dark, right? Because
kind of,
she never answered.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking personally, I don't think I could recover from that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I come back from that and think like, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's redo. Especially if it was something where he did put in some thought to it and some planning and she just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, you're getting hung up on really the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Like, the thing is, do you want to get married or not? Not, oh, I thought you would do it in this way and you did it this way and that's
not
good.
Here's fireworks and, confetti.
Yeah, that feels gross.
A lot of people texting in saying, hey, you got to dump her, cut your losses. My advice is to get rid of her now. Run from the 716. Don't re-propose. You need to find someone else because her first reaction is who she is.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, even though that's not what I said initially. My knee jerk was like, just try again and do it better. But
yeah.
honestly, yeah, that's just such a crappy reaction.
Because what if she does it again?
Right. Or wedding planning with this person. Now are you going to get to the altar on your wedding day and she's going to be like, I don't like any of this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do any of this.
Yeah. Because why not be excited in that moment because you're with the right person, they've asked you.
Right.
And then maybe later say something like, okay, tell me why you did this in a drive-thru. Or tell me what made you want to do this at like the Beanie Baby store. Or whatever made it weird that she would comment on it.
Maybe you jumped the gun or maybe you got so overcome with emotion that you just had to get it out and you did it in a way or in a place that wasn't particularly exciting for her. But if you explain yourself, like what Kelly's saying, and you say, hey, I know this isn't maybe exactly what you wanted, but I love you so damn much, I just had to do it, then great. But if she can't stop and think about that too, then maybe that's not your person.
More texts coming in. Oh, this is a red flag. I don't think he should fix it. She messed up. Let her hit the road. She seems picky. She showed her true colors. Screw that. Oh, so many people saying that this is a walking red flag.
Did they say how long they've been together?
He said that she had been wanting to get engaged for a few years.
Okay,
so
a while.
They've been engaged long enough where there's years of them saying, hey, I would like to marry you someday.
Or maybe she's just wanted to get engaged for years, but they've only been together for a couple of months.
I feel like this may not be as big of a shock to you as you initially thought. You know, like
reaction.
Like Maitland said earlier, you know, when somebody shows you who they are,
believe them,
pay attention. She's probably shown you this side of her before and you just have overlooked it.
Yeah. Which is easy to do when you've got feelings and you make excuses for people. And
I like this one from the 609. She could have just laughed at the bad proposal and said something like, you're such a dork, but yes, obviously, and make that moment enjoyable versus making him feel like, okay, you didn't love it and I have to redo it versus, okay, this is a little more goofy on my side. Maybe I'll do something a little more romantic or more her style or whatever. But yeah, to make you feel like I got to redo it, I got to change the ring. Something's telling me it's not right.
If this had happened to me when I proposed to Annette in 2016, if I had pulled out a ring and said, will you marry me? And she said, what, you're doing this here? That's the ring?
This is how you're doing this?
No. Like,
when you put it that way.
You don't come back from it. That's basically, I mean, granted, I don't know that's what she said, but
it's a tough way, yeah.
That's the feeling that she gave. That's a problem.
That is a problem. Okay, I know we had another couple come in through the app as well.
Yeah, so do you want me to get to that one?
Sure.
All right. This one was, yes, she says, I am caught between two men that I love very much, but who treat me very differently.
Sounds like a Loverman podcast.
Right? What is your number one bit of advice on how to choose, or how should I know which one of them is for me? I'm finding it hard to leave both of them because I love them both so much, and they both love and care about me in very different ways. Both are exes.
Third time.
Yeah. Honestly, they'd both be better off without you.
To be honest. So?
Yeah, absolutely. You're torn between, they both treat me so different. You're stringing two dudes along at the same time.
If either one knew that there was somebody else in your mind, they'd probably be hurt by that.
And I get it. Like, you can have feelings for more than one person at the same time. I mean, a lot of people have been in that position. I've been in that position where you're like, oh, God, what do I do? But at some point, you got to ask or get off the pot, you know, because you're not doing anybody any favor. You're not doing yourself any favors either. Which one makes you feel better? More often. Maybe they both do in some degree. You said it's different, but one's got to be stronger than the other.
Yeah,
you know,
you're playing a dangerous game when you're playing the field and getting to the point where you're falling in love with multiple people on that field.
Yeah,
that's more than playing the game. That's a player.
Yeah, you're going to lose them both.
Yeah, because if they, like you said, Maitland, if one finds out about the other or they both find out and they both say, wait a second, you're playing both of us, you fell in love with both of us, that's not going to feel good unless you've been open this whole time, which most people aren't.
Yeah, I'm assuming that they don't know about each other.
Do we coin flip for her?
No.
No.
No, I need more info.
No, she needs to figure this out.
She needs to leave them both alone and find a different person that makes her feel loved or feel good in all of the ways that both of them do. Like, mm-hmm. there's probably somebody out there who has yeah. all of the qualities of both of them in one person, and that is your person.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to settle.
Yeah, don't ask me for advice. I'd say keep going on both. Yeah, I mean, I'd say yeah, get maybe. It where you can.
Marry
girl.
Them both
yeah.
right
yeah,
now.
Get some. Get
I mean, you could
some.
Have a tough conversation. Who knows? I mean, yeah. you know, maybe yeah. they're into that.
I mean, yeah, maybe.
Maybe they want a double boy thruple.
Ooh.
But, or it's just a one-sided love triangle where you think there's a triangle here, but the other two people that are making up the other points of it have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
So they yeah. just stop.
Yeah, because if they were both doing this to you with two women, you wouldn't love that. Don't do that.
No.